we can speculate, and I don't think that's helpful, because at the centre of all of this is a family who are grieving, a family whose lives have been completely turned upside down, and certainly my thoughts are with them this morning.
Are you worried and concerned about security in North Belfast in the nights ahead?
Well, I think that in North Belfast, far too often, we've seen murder. We've had pain dealt to families, more, I would argue, than nearly anywhere else. And again, we're faced with that this morning. Violence, in our experience, begets violence, and that's why I think it's very important that things are calmed down, that the PSNI carry out their own assessment, that we establish the facts, and very, very importantly, anyone who knows anything, who saw anything that may be connected to this, should pass that information urgently on to the police so that they can carry out their investigation and bring those behind this murder to justice.
And do you believe there's a loyalist paramilitary feud looming, or is it a gangland feud that may be about to start, or indeed is there any difference?
Well, I think in the absence of a PSNI assessment, you can't say one way or the other, and certainly I wouldn't want to speculate. I'd rather wait until we get the facts in front of us and then to take our assessment from there. But certainly, when this happens, there's nothing but shock, and people do be fearful that there might be some form of a reprisal, and that's why it's important that the PSNI get to do their job and bring to justice those who are behind this to help to prevent any further perpetuation of violence.
And do you believe this impacts on which group is on ceasefire, which group isn't on ceasefire?
Well, we'll need to wait until we see the police assessment to know one way or the other. But for me, it comes back down to the one thing today, and that's the family of this man who are grieving. And, you know, I can't imagine what they're going through.
And in the meantime, we would expect security to be pretty tight in the area, maybe in some other loyalist areas as well.
Well, I think we have seen over recent weeks a higher police presence around certain parts of North Belfast, and undoubtedly following this brutal murder, we would expect to see more of the same, yes.
OK, Nicola Mallon, thank you. Nicola Mallon, MLA with the SDLP in North Belfast.